Jeffrey Rabins in chair number two. How are you, Jeff, today?
John, I am doing great, and I really appreciate the chance to be back with you on WGN Radio.
You were on Saturday, Let's Get Legal. You've been on a couple times. You get a lot of phone calls. I thought, let's bring you to the show tonight. And you help out people who are in need of SSDI or SSI, and they either have been denied payments, and you're going to help them through the appeals process, or even better yet, at the beginning of the filing of SSDI or SSI. Did I kind of get that right?
You got that exactly right. One of the things since the internet has been that we now take more cases before people have even filed, which we prefer because then we can educate them on what the issues are in their case and make sure that, number one, they get better medical care, and then, number two, they create the evidence we need to help them.
Okay. SSDI stands for?
Social Security Disability Insurance. You're totally disabled, and you have worked and paid FICA taxes for enough quarters to qualify.
Okay. And this is not a, it can be a permanent thing, but it also can be you're taking SSDI for a year or two until you get better, something like that, right?
The minimum time period is 12 months. You have to expect to be unable to work for at least 12 months.
And SSI is?
Supplemental Security Income, totally disabled, and indigent. That is less than $2,000 in non-excludable resources, no money coming in, and medical problems that make it impossible for you to work.
So when we get texts from people saying, people are trying to scam SSDI and live large, no one lives large on SSDI or SSI, right?
The average SSDI benefit is $1,590 a month. The maximum SSI benefit is $967 a month, and you tell me who's living large on that.
And a lot of people get denied SSDI and SSI, so the government does do its due diligence in trying to figure out who deserves it or who doesn't, right?
A huge percentage of people are denied their benefits.
Okay, I just like laying that as a foundation. And so you come in and you help people. I want to answer this before we get to Doug and Barbara, because people are going to wonder, how do you get paid, Jeffrey?
So any lawyer or rep that does this is paid on a contingent basis. That is, I only get paid if I win. I'm a really bad loser. When we win, our fee is the lesser of 25% of the first back benefit check or the commissioner's cap, which right now is $9,200, whichever is smaller. So if somebody's back benefits are $2,000, our fee is $500. Social Security holds it out and sends it directly to us.
Okay. So it's set by law how much you can make. And it's never more than $9,200, and I would venture to guess the vast majority of them are less than that, right?
Yes, it can go over $9,200 if we end up in federal court, but never, ever more than 25% of that first back benefit check.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Doug, what is your question for Jeffrey?
Hello, gentlemen. Quick background. I hired a lawyer, and I was approved March 27th. And I was told that I was going to receive a pretty handsome back paycheck within 2 weeks. And 3 weeks went by, found out that that person was incorrect, and was told it was going to be 3 to 4 business months, which wound up being about July 20th. With what's going on in the agency, I can no longer, and neither can my lawyer, get through to anyone. And even if you get through, they're swearing at you and hanging up on you. Oh. So I have no answers on how and when I'm going to receive this back pay.
Whoa, that is troubling. Any thoughts on that, Jeffrey? And our thoughts with you, Doug, that is not fun to wait through.
So this is not unusual. It is purely a function of the administrative dollars that Congress has given or failed to give to Social Security to run the program. Social Security right now is staffed at 2009 levels. And if you think of how many millions of people literally a month have gone on disability with or on retirement or on survivor's benefits every month since 2009, you can imagine how understaffed the agency is. And then DOGE did not do Social Security any favors with 7,000 layoffs. And the anxiety they raised caused thousands of people to retire early. Now, here's what I would suggest. If your lawyer cannot get your back benefits freed up, the way to handle this, and I've advised other friends to do this, is call your congressman. Your congressman has a person whose only job is to provide community assistance for government programs like veterans, post office, and Social Security. They'll have you sign a release, and they will send a letter. what government, what congressmen can do best is unstick the wheel, and that's where you're at right now. So call your congressman, talk to their community representative. They work for you. They're lovely people. They will send a letter, and that will help.
And I don't care if you voted for the party or you didn't. Those congresspeople want to help you out. Their constituency services mean a lot to their offices. Doug, does that sound like something you can do? It can really gummy up the works. Or ungummy
them. That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome, and I'm hoping you can give me back to your producer, and I can get the information of your guest.
Okay,
but well, I have one more comment.
Hey, Jeffrey, I got to get to weather and traffic. Sorry, can you hold on for 1 minute? I want to get to weather and traffic. Let's talk to him offline too and see what his follow up is. Jeffrey Raven here right now. He does SSDI and SSI litigation. Helps you get the disability insurance that you deserve, and well, you pay into it, Jeffrey. Right? It's an insurance policy, essentially, that we have with the federal government and this stuff, right?
People consider Social Security an entitlement, and they're entirely wrong. It is a purchased benefit. You work and pay for it out of your payroll taxes. Your boss matches them dollar for dollar. And it is an insurance plan just run by the federal government. And incidentally, people don't understand this. You look at the statistics. Social Security is run significantly more efficiently than private insurance carriers, how they operate their disability plans.
Oh, you're going to get some texts about that.
There are a lot of statistics that will tell you that Social Security runs at a lower cost per dollar spent than how private insurance companies run their disability plans.
Well, they should put a few more cents into it and not have what happens to Doug happen, where he is due his SSDI, and it's been now 5 or 6 months. His follow-up question, which we had to cut him off for traffic and weather, was his lawyer says she got paid, but I haven't gotten paid. I'll admit, when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's squirrely, and you say?
It happens. There are times when the department that releases attorney's fees is more efficient than the department at the Treasury office that releases back benefits.
Yeah. As a guy who's, if I ever needed SSDI, I'd say, that's not fair, but good for you, I guess, although I know you ultimately want the client to get the money that they are deserving to get. Let's go to the phone lines. Barbara is on the line. Hi, Barbara. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for helping me out today.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeffrey, my brother-in-law recently passed away after being on SSI for about a year and a half. And we're just wondering what we need to do to close his file or call somebody. What should we do?
Great question. I'm sorry for your loss, Barbara.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. The check that was received the month that he passed has to be returned to Social Security. And I would just call them with the information and send them a copy of the death certificate. Any other checks
so
that may come, you're
going
to have to be...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He had direct deposit, and we do not have access to his account. He passed intestate and really didn't have an estate worthy of going through probate. So, I mean, we were definitely going to call and say, hey, stop sending the check.
Right, right, right. But apparently they owe the last one back, and they need to talk to maybe an estate planning lawyer to help figure out how to loosen that up. What do you think,
John? No, just call the bank, and you could probably complete a small estate affidavit that would maybe sufficient to allow the bank to release whatever money is in there. But I would call the bank and talk to a bank officer and see what's the most efficient, quick, and low-cost means you can to get them to agree to release whatever money is in there.
But they're going to have to send back that last month, huh?
When somebody passes away, the check that they receive that month for disability or for retirement benefits has to be returned to Social Security. And then you get your $255 death benefit. Now, if her brother was on SSI as opposed to SSDI, there may not be the death benefit.
Barbara can follow up if she has any other questions. What number do you want people reaching you at, Jeffrey? Got to make sure I say that a couple of times.
We can always be reached at 312-431-1000 or through our website, which is rkblegal.com. So 312-431-1000.
Say that one more time. 312-431-1000. Oh, we said it together, Jeffrey. That was pretty cool. Let's go to Susan. Susan has a question. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
What is your question for Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, I was wondering if there's a statute of limitation. My brother-in-law has has never done it yet, and he's way behind on his, like, when he was disabled.
So he's, you. How many years are you talking here?
It's probably at least two.
So 2 years ago, you think he would maybe have qualified for Social Security disability insurance, but he hasn't done anything yet for it. Is basically that it?
Correct.
All right, what do you think, Jeffrey?
Correct.
So a lot of fact questions there. So here, I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to make some assumptions. I'm going to assume before your brother stopped working that he had worked steadily so that you have the 40 quarters and the 20 out of the last 10 years all satisfied. His coverage will extend forward from the time he stopped working for about 4 or 5 years, so he's fine. What happened, however, is Social Security will not pay back benefits more than 1 year prior to the month that he files for SSDI. So if he's been off work 2 years already, he's already lost a year's worth of benefits. So if we really believe he's entitled to SSDI, you want to get an application on file quickly, like before the end of this month, so that you do not lose any more back benefits.
So it only goes back a year after you file. So if you file here in August, he would essentially get, if he wins, go back to August of 2024, get all of that, plus all the time that it takes to go through this whole process.
Correct. Now, that's for SSDI. For SSI, it starts the month after the month you file. So every month you wait, you're just delaying your possible receipt of benefits.
Okay. So there's not a set statute of limitations, but you're giving up money. You're leaving money on the table, essentially.
Yeah, and there is something called date last insured, which is that 4 or 5 year out issue, and that's a whole nother can of worms that we don't want to get into on the radio.
Susan, I suggest that you guys call Jeffrey and get this started. He can help you out with it. It's a minefield, I'm sure, to get started, but 312-431-1000. You got his number there, Susan?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, get on that because you don't want to keep on missing out on that SSDI. Jeffrey, we're out of time. Who should be reaching out to you?
Anyone who has a serious medical problem that they feel prevents them from being able to work and they have a doctor who agrees, we should be talking and trying to help them. This is not a pity party program. This is a program for people who are really sick, really suffering, and we will try to help them.
We didn't get into it today. Perhaps another time, mental issues as well qualify, and you can talk people through that as well, right?
Absolutely. We do a lot of work with mental health. As you know, I'm very active with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and that's a big part of our work.
312-431-1000. That's Jeffrey Rabin.